This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm here with Owen Schroyer. We're going to have Mike Cernovich in the next segment with us. I want to talk quickly about what's going on with Obamacare. And, of course, Mitch McConnell has said that they are going to have a vote, even though we've already had three senators come out and say, on the Republican side, come out and say that they're not going to vote for a straight-up repeal. And two of those senators have already voted for the exact same thing, a straight-up repeal, back in 2015 when they knew it wasn't going to happen with Obama and it was safe. They could play both sides of the fence. They could tell the Republican voters, hey, you know, we're for repealing Obamacare, but then they knew it really wasn't going to happen. You have to understand that this is being done for the insurance companies. Rand Paul understands that. He said that they used to make $6 billion a year, the insurance companies. He says now they're up to $15 billion a year in profit. He knows precisely what this is. We had Paul Ryan as the vice presidential running mate of Mitt Romney, a guy who had put through RomneyCare, which is basically the same as Obamacare. They're identical. He did that in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. And so it was a given that the establishment was going to get, for the insurance companies, they were going to get Obamacare. And then in return, they were going to get control over our health care. And that's one of the key things when we look at the Republican plans. They were going to retain this health czar that we have, the HHS secretary that's going to be controlling our health care from Washington. That's no solution, folks. To give the government more control and to leave that control in the hands of a health czar is not a solution. But you have to understand that this is nothing other than crony capitalism. Let's listen to Rand Paul talking about this and what may be ahead in terms of a repeal vote that is coming up.
What I'm calling a victory is not the defeat of the plan. What I'm calling a victory is that we will get to vote on a clean repeal. I've been advocating that we repeal Obamacare, all of it, and we're at least going to get a vote on a partial repeal, and that is a victory because I wasn't in favor of an insurance company bailout. The previous bill had about $180 billion to give to insurance companies. Look, insurance companies have gotten rich on Obamacare. They used to make $6 billion a year in profit. They're now up to $15 billion a year in profit. We shouldn't be giving any taxpayer money to insurance companies. So I objected to that, but I'm actually in favor of and will vote to go to the clean repeal that's being proposed now.
Okay, so that vote is going to be coming up according to McConnell, even though they've had three senators say they're not going to support this and that'd be enough to tank it if three Republicans jump ship. McConnell says they're still going to go on record. They're going to have a vote on that repeal bill early next week, according to Mitch McConnell. Now, those senators who have said that they're not going to support it, we have Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. They were throwing all kinds of money at her. Remember, we talked about all the pork that was being embedded in this and how they still had hundreds of millions of dollars more money that they could hand out as special favors to senators. One of the key senators that was getting a lot of money was Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. She had voted for repeal before, but now she's not voting for repeal. And then there was the West Virginia senator, Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia. She is the Rockefeller replacement. She says, I'm not going to hurt the American people. I didn't come to Washington to hurt the American people. No, she went to Washington to make money for the insurance companies and the bankers, just like the Rockefellers were there in Washington to do that. Meanwhile, we've got Senate Republicans now saying, I think we're going to do a bipartisan health care talks with the Democrats. They don't want to get rid of Obamacare. That's the key thing, isn't it, Owen?
Well, and I'm starting to think that the only person that should be allowed to talk about this and do any work in this is Rand Paul. He's the only one that makes any sense. He, as far as I can tell, he's the only one that has any experience in the field. There might be somebody else with some experience in the healthcare field, but he obviously is one of the only ones with that experience, plus his father. You consider that, too.
Yeah, they're both doctors.
Yeah, so
and they both are libertarians.
But nobody wants to hear from them. Nobody wants to hear from them. But, you know, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm betting you that within the next year, the Democrats don't call it Obamacare. I bet you that the Democrats want to separate that name and Obama and that legacy from this healthcare bill that is collapsing. I'm making that prediction right now because It's totally failed. They can't deny it anymore. They want to separate Obama from this failed bill.
And that's the danger if they do any kind of little rearranging of the deck chairs on this Titanic. They're going to pin that, whatever it is that they do, they're going to say, that's why it failed, that house of cards. We'll be right back. Mike Cernovich.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, David, it's amazing to me. I've only been following politics, doing political news for 5 years. So really, I'm really still pretty young to this, still pretty new to this. This is the first election I've ever really covered and everything. David, it's just amazing to me how, you know, it's like, I debate, are people in media that ignorant or are they that corrupt? Do they really just want to sell you a bill of goods?
Corrupt.
And I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at, we're about to play this clip of, we're going to have Mike Cernovich joining us here momentarily once we get him connected on Skype. We're going to play this clip of Donald Trump talking about letting it fail. But it's just amazing to me, again, David, you know, I consider myself pretty new to this. I've only been covering this stuff for 5 years. And I'm sitting back looking at my coverage, and I'm like, you know, it can't be that easy. It can't be that basic. Like, really? Like, that's what I'm saying. When me and you came on here and when the Republicans were celebrating passing this health care bill in the House, me and you were scoffing. We were laughing. It was like, this isn't going anywhere. This isn't passing the Senate. Why are we celebrating this?
Yeah.
But the mainstream news doesn't understand it. The Republicans don't understand it. It's just crazy.
Well, their job used to be much, much easier. because there used to not be an InfoWars or an alternative to what they were telling you. And so it was very easy for them to bury the story, as we just saw with the memo. They said, you know, we had Bill Clinton go make this speech in Russia for $500 million. And then we did some things for them with the Magnitsky Act, and then we got the press to bury that for us. That used to happen all the time, and we didn't have a WikiLeaks to expose it, and we didn't have an InfoWars to talk about the WikiLeaks exposure.
Oh,
and so that's
about
the difference.
That.
It's gotten it's gotten a great deal more difficult for them. That's why they're trying to control the internet, trying to shut down free speech.
How dare you, David? Well, you know, here's the clip of Trump saying, "Let the Obamacare bill fail, and then we're going to pick up Mike Cernovich. Maybe we should let the media fail, too. Maybe we should do the same thing with the media." Here's that clip of Trump.
"We've had a lot of victories, but we haven't had a victory in health care. We're disappointed. I am very disappointed because, again, even as a civilian, for 7 years I've been hearing about health care, and I've been hearing about repeal and replace, and Obamacare is a total disaster. Some states had over a 200% increase. A 200% increase in their premium.
Can't afford it.
And then deductibles are through the roof. It's an absolute disaster.
Hurts the poor people.
And I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail, and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix
it.
And come up with a new plan, and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection. I've been saying that, Mike, I think you'll agree, for a long time. Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it.
Well, the Republicans should own it. I do disagree with Trump on that.
The Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
Republicans don't get to escape any blame in this. I do disagree with Trump on that. But before we bring Cernovich on, David, isn't it incredible? I'm telling you, there is no other walk of life. There is no other industry, no other marketplace, nothing, nowhere where you can have these two phenomena happening at the same time. You have a government that is sitting here talking about being $20 trillion in debt, talking about raising the budget. That would not exist or happen in any other sector of life. You also have
raising the debt ceiling. Yeah, let's just go further in.
While we're in debt.
Yeah.
And then you've also got this. Well, this is a disaster. This is going to fail. This is going to implode. So let's just let it.
Yeah.
Again, no other industry, no other sector do you have those phenomena happening. And yet this is our government, an absolute disaster. All right. With that, we bring in Mike Cernovich. Now, Mike, we're going to take the conversation in a different direction here. You have been targeted now by the ADL, along with some like 20 or 30 other people, obviously all, people would consider these people conservatives or alt-right or whatever it is. You can see there Mike Cernovich, Gavin McGinnis on the list as well, some other people you've probably heard of. But when you woke up and you saw your name on this list, Mike, I saw you tweeting out that they're basically trying to raise hate against you and your family. What were your thoughts when you saw your name on this ADL list?
Yeah, so I'm actually on vacation, enjoying myself, spending time with my wife and my seven-month-old daughter, my dog. We're at a vineyard, actually, enjoying, you know, some of great Paso Robles wine. And as we're relaxing, I get messages from people saying, well, the ADL, you know, they added you on a hit list and they're trying to get you murdered. And I go, well, okay, I guess I can take a break from vacation for this. And then I looked, and that is exactly what the ADL is doing. They created a list of these people that they don't like. They say where we live, and wink, wink, nod, nod, maybe they'll have a Congressman Scalise type situation, a shooting event happen, and they'll say, oh, it's not our fault.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to talk about a tweet that you made, a poll. Should I release a list of 36 journalists who are harming America? Now, I'm in the blatant minority here. I voted no. Other reasons. I just think that this just gives them another reason to want to attack you. Another reason to say that you're this white supremacist or, you know, bigot or whatever. I was shocked when most people voted yes. But of course, I mean, fight fire with fire, I guess, is the concept there. But, you know, I just think that just fuels the hatred and the infighting and everything more.
Well, the problem is that they're ratcheting up the ADL and these left-wing terrorist organizations. By using that kind of rhetoric, they're ratcheting things up, and they don't understand that if anything happens to me, I have a list. They have no idea that this is a really bad thing that they're doing, and that if harm befalls me or my family or people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, and other people, that people will be blamed for that. And what the ADL doing is a very bad thing. It's a very immoral thing. But what they don't understand is actually a very dangerous thing for them to do, because if something does happen to me, then the people who like me and love me are going to go and say, wow, the ADL had him murdered, and that's who will be blamed for anything that happens. So I disavow all political violence. I disavow what the ADL has done. Alex Jones and I try to get Megyn Kelly and Jake Tapper to join our pledge to disavow political violence, but they're actually laughing about this. So the New York Times, in that Medium article that they just had up from my Medium.com page, the New York Times is actually laughing about the terrorist threats that we're facing. Josh from Talking Points Memo thinks it's funny. All these people think it's funny. We're added to target list. So I like your principles, Owen, and the idea that if I made a hate list of these people, then, you know, is that playing by their rules? My followers want me to create a list of actually ADL donors. So I'm thinking.
Now that actually makes sense.
I think you need to change the name of them, because they're not the Anti-Defamation League. They're pro-defamation. And what they're doing to you is defamation by definition. And so I think that's the first thing that I noticed with this. The other thing, Mike, is that they created a list conflating what they call the alt-right with the alt-light. And they said, well, okay, these people that we're going to put in the alt-light, we're going to say they're not white supremacists, but they don't agree with political correctness, so we're going to lump them together with the white supremacists and so forth. We're going to conflate those two groups together, and then we're going to put them out and create a defamation list so that people can take action and give the address. I think that's the key thing, putting the address in, because we've had Southern Poverty Law Center attack Alex and InfoWars in the past a number of times and saying we're a hate group and so forth and so on because we don't agree with their politics. They haven't published addresses of people so that some crazy person could take action. That's unprecedented.
Yeah, well, what they did actually by including me, Milo, Gavin, Jack Posobiec, I believe, is on there. The whole list is absurd, and that the people that make the list of these movement leaders, I never even heard of these people, and I'm pretty deep into the subculture. I was like, wait, I don't even know who the hell.
No, actually, you know, that's a great point that you bring up, because when I was I was reading the list as well, like you said, I'd never heard of most of these people. I guess they're just people on Twitter, or I don't even know where they really exist. They run their own blogs. And there's another kind of side story here, too. The alt-right was something that developed, if I recall, around May 2016 is when the alt-right kind of started to get a foot, started people really talking about it. And then it became a thing around July. And I just remember, I wasn't with InfoWars at the time. I just remember people started saying, I'm alt-right. You're in the alt-right. You're a member of the alt-right. Oh, thanks for being in the alt-right. I never claimed I was in the alt-right. I never invented the alt-right. I don't care about the alt-right. Honestly, I'm not in the alt-right. In fact, I'll even say I disavow the alt-right. I don't care about the alt-right. It's all these little titles that they want to put us into groups, like David was saying, so they can conflate something that one person says and then say, oh, Mike Cernovich said that. Oh, Owen Schroyer said that. Oh, Jack Posobiec said that. So the alt-right? No. I'm a member of the real right, as in I'm real and I'm normally right. What do you think about that?
That's a clever way of putting it. I love that. Right. I've said that I'm not alt-right. I'm not any of these labels. I'm a filmmaker. I'm an author. My book, Guerrilla Mindset, which is Amazon Kindle's deal of the day because it sells better than the 99% of books on Amazon. I have a Kickstarter going on right now for a film that's raised over $115,000 in just over a week. I'm probably going to raise $250,000 total. I break news like the Susan Rice unmasking scandal. I do journalism with you and David and the InfoWars people. So I'm not the leader of a love group. I'm not the leader of a hate group or love group. I'm not leading any group. I'm a producer, author, filmmaker, journalist, not some kind of group leader, whatever that means. If they put
Oh my God, wait, you're actually independent? You're not beholden to anyone? Oh my God, shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know what to do with me. If they had made a list of people in media who are a threat to the establishment and are feared by the deep state and that the CIA is going after, well, then they could add me to that list.
I think that that's exactly what the ADL really just did. And then they threw in a bunch of people that nobody's ever heard of to try to bring you down with them.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you guys were scrolling down that list, I was like, I don't even know who I only recognize one name out of there. I didn't even know who the other You know, you scroll down, I saw four names. I recognized one name. Who are these people?
Yeah, well, they're just, again, they're doing exactly what David was describing. They're trying to create this hate group and then classify everyone as inside the hate group so they can just call you racist, bigoted, whatever, you know, identity politics insult that they want to throw at you. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich talking about the ADL hate list and more on the other side. They're trying to do everything they can to try to discredit Trump supporters, folks.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
Owen Schroyer, David Knight here, filling in on the Alex Jones Show. We are currently joined by Mike Cernovich, who's now been targeted by the ADL. You know, this 2018 budget resolution markup is still going on. If I was still listening, I might, my head might explode. I mean, you want to talk about alternative facts and alternative realities. It's incredible that you literally have two different realities being pushed at this government hearing. It really just tells you the state of the times. Anyway, back to Mike Cernovich here. Let's close out real quickly on the ADL list. What has been the response from people on your side of things, people you're talking to? What are you thinking right now will be your response? In general, what are your thoughts on this ADL list?
Well, the list, as I lead in, I wanted to kill as many people as possible, is a quote from Floyd Lee Corkins, who went in to do a mass shooting at the Family Research Council because the Southern Poverty Law Center had added the Family Research Council to a hit list. Now, I find it fascinating that if I sneeze in the wrong direction, the media would call that me inciting, terrorism or inciting toxic gas or something. But that Floyd Lee Corkins connection to the Southern Poverty Law Center, most people, even well-informed people, don't even know because the media covered it up, didn't want to cover it. They didn't demand that the SPLC disavow. They didn't demand that people who backed them up disavow. So the ADL, without question, is attempting to incite terrorism against its political opponents. That cannot be denied. The New York Times endorses terrorism. That cannot be denied. I will say a couple things.
Well, yeah, it was the New York Times that printed the story that James Hodgkinson probably read and then went to D.C.
And let me say this, Mike. You know, when you contrast that and you say if you were to do that, think about the outrage from the mainstream media when Trump merely retweeted a comedy meme about a wrestling thing that somebody had put the CNN label there. And that's why we had the contest here at InfoWars to get back in their face. I mean, that was how hypersensitive they are to anything like that. And yet, here's a situation where they put you out there. They conflate you with white supremacist
total
groups,
standard,
and then put your information out there. That's the defamation league that's doing that.
Right. The flip side to that, though, is it was a bad move on their part. If I had been advising them, if anybody at Brains had been advising, they would say, wait a minute, you're putting on Posobiec and Gavin and Milo and Cernovich and half these people, nobody's ever even heard of these other people. This is a dumb list. It's going to be bad PR. So the sentiment has been, other than people at the fake news media like the New York Times and other terrorists on the media, sentiment is 90% negative against the ADL. This was a big mistake they made. It is a matter of ethics and morality.
Yeah, the ADL is basically like the ACLU at this point, just totally anti-American. And one of our great producers back here pointed out that most of the people on that list are actually Richard Spencer affiliates with his website. So, okay, now it starts to make more sense what they're trying to do here. I want to quickly talk about another story that I know you're aware of. David's aware of this as well. Project Debug in Fresno. Now, this is amazing to me. You're talking about in Fresno, California, Google Alphabet is about to release, I think it's 20 million, 20 million bacteria-filled buzzing mosquitoes, basically GMO mosquitoes, if you will, to put a layman term to it. And apparently they're going to mate with other mosquitoes, lay eggs that can't hatch or can't have a child or can't have a baby mosquito. And this is going to help things. This is going to make things better.
You know, Google and Bill Gates seem to love mosquitoes. I guess they have an affinity for blood-sucking parasites.
Wait. When Bill Gates sent those mosquitoes down to Brazil, there were no negative side effects in Brazil. That didn't happen. No.
That's right.
Yeah, I actually tweeted out Black Mirror is real because as much as I hate to give Netflix, an SJW company, my $8 a month, there was a special, an episode on Black Mirror.
That's a great series, though. That's a great series.
Yeah, where the bees were drones. So we can see that we're actually headed to the Black Mirror is actually everybody should watch it to understand what the elite are actually thinking and planning.
It's real.
I think one of the key things about this is different from what we've seen in the past. In the past, what they've done is they have sterilized mosquitoes using radiation or something like that, and then released those sterile mosquitoes so that when they mated, there would be no offspring. But what they're doing this time that's different is they're putting a bacteria into these mosquitoes, and that bacteria then is going to spread, and that bacteria is going to cause infertility. Now, wouldn't it be easy for them to create a bacteria that causes infertility with humans? Is that something somebody like Bill Gates would want to do?
Man, that doesn't happen, David.
Yeah. That's just a conspiracy theorist to me. Yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's like a sci-fi novel.
Yeah.
And that's the direction we're pushing. Before long, they'll have mosquito drones. And then once they have mosquito drones, they'll have a surveillance army. It's all, like I said, that episode on Black Mirror where they have the bees. The bees are dying. They create drone bees and everything.
See, this is why I get so frustrated. Here we are talking about this stuff that's actually going on, affects the entire planet. And you've got Democrats and liberals that literally wake up every day and they can't get Trump off of the end of their tongue. They can't get Trump off of their mind. They're obsessing with Trump.
Russia.
Meanwhile, you've got chemtrails. CNN will report on the chemtrails that they're testing out on the East Coast, and they have to get rid of all the boats because when the chemicals land, they're going to affect the people at the bottom of the on the surface. Trump Russia. More on Trump Russia when we come back. Trump Russia.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
David Knight here with Orrin Schroyer on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2017. I want to thank you for funding this operation, and it is your purchasing of the products that we have that funds us, that makes this possible. We couldn't do this without you. It gives us our financial independence so that we can be a free speech independent organization from the mainstream media. We don't get any kind of funding, as we see the Republicans pushing to continue funding NPR and all these other media outlets. We don't get government funding. We don't get funding from Soros or others. We get funding from you, our listeners, and we try to offer you the very best quality products as we do this. As a matter of fact, and I'll just mention this briefly, yesterday there was an article in the Drudge Report talking about a toxic chemical, one of the chemicals that they believe is one of the most carcinogenic chemicals on Earth that is endemic in the California water supply. About 1 million people are suffering from this. This is something that was put there by Dow Chemical and by Shell Chemical. I looked that up to see if our water filter takes it out. It takes out 99.4% of that, like it takes out 99.4% plus percent of most of the harmful contaminants that you find in your product. So as we've got people there who are trying to fight to get Dow and Shell to clean up this toxic waste that they created and then put in the environment, that may or may not happen. But you can take a proactive stance against this and protect yourself about this before somebody figures out what's going on, just like in Flint, Michigan. There are people who are severely damaged, children who are severely damaged by the lead in the water before they ever realized that that was the case. You can proactively protect yourself about against that with the water filters that we sell. So that's just a simple thing. That's one of the first products that we sold here at InfoWars. But we've got a lot of products that help you to proactively take care of your health. And we had this July 4th special that Alice has extended through the entire month of July. Our summer mega specials are going to be ending very soon. And two of those specials will be ending today. The 30% off of Super Male Vitality and the 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Those are both ending today. So make sure you take advantage of that. Now, we still have free shipping. And that's going to be going through the end of the month. And we also have a lot of other things that are still going to remain on special. We've got Caveman that's been out of stock. That is now back in stock and 25% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is now back and 25% off. DNA Force is back and 20% off. And that is a very expensive supplement for us to make. And so it's an expensive supplement for you to buy. 20% is a big savings on that. If you want to talk about big savings, look at our InfoWars Select Storable Food. 30 to 40% off the cost of the food, plus free shipping. Massive savings for something that is that expensive and heavy to ship. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, free shipping store-wide. We have the sale on Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Those are both ending today. They're 30% off, so take advantage of that before they go off sale because our quantities are running very low on that. We have to take set aside a certain number of these so that people who sign up for auto ship, we make sure that we can fulfill those. And again, if you want to make sure you never run out of anything, you can sign up for auto ship, 10% off. And if your order is more than $50, you can get free shipping off that. That's what we do to try to, it actually helps us to know what demand is going to be. So we pass some of that savings along to you. It's a win-win situation. As Alex says, it's a 360 win. That's what we try to do here. All right. Now we're talking about winning. We're going to talk about what's going on with immigration because we do have some wins there. But first, let's take a look at this failure of Obamacare. And, of course, people are not really blaming Trump. They're blaming these senators, many of them who had voted in 2015 for straight-up repeal are now changing their votes. It's still going to come up for a vote at the beginning of next week. I talked about this last night. I think we need a new hashtag, though, and I think we should call it fake GOP. You know, we've got fake news. I think it should be fake GOP. But let's move on to tax reform, because that is a big issue. We've had a lot of very positive movement since Trump got elected. A lot of people are very optimistic and positive. We had even Mark Zuckerberg go to North Dakota, and he says, wow, I kind of figured out why these people voted for Trump. Obama was shutting down their industry, and Trump brought it back, and he opened up the pipeline, and these people are having parades down Main Street because they could go there and make good money in an entire industry that Obama and Hillary Clinton wanted to shut down, and that's the same as it is with the coal industry. But if we don't deliver on tax cuts, this whole thing is going to come down. So I want to play a clip from Gingrich, and we'll get your comment on this on the other side of this, Owen. This is Newt Gingrich, and he says, if we don't boost the economy with a very large tax cut, we're going to be looking at a Speaker Nancy Pelosi coming up after the next election. Here's what Newt Gingrich had to say.
Do we represent prosperity, economic growth, higher take-home pay, more jobs, or not? Trump, you just had him, the president, a minute ago talking about what he wants to do to make America great again. I think that he's in the right general direction. I personally believe they ought to do as much as they can on health care right now, but they shouldn't spend the whole rest of this year on one issue. They have also got to pass, I think, by Thanksgiving and get signed into law by Thanksgiving, a very large tax cut, retroactively designed back to January 1, to make sure that we have enough economic growth in 2018 that Republicans can run as the party of prosperity, of jobs, of higher take-home pay, and of economic growth. And I would say say the highest focus ought to be on getting the tax bill through, because if we don't have economic growth next year, I think we're in real danger of having Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2019. If we do get enough economic growth, I think, frankly, we'll probably get reelected.
This is about power, because if you talk about tax reform, you talk about money. Where is the money going to go? Well, are you going to keep your money? Are you going to have the power to spend? Are you going to have the power of purse? Or are you going to give that to the government? That's what this comes down to for me. The more tax we give the government, the more power, the more say the government has on our lives. The more money we get to keep for ourselves, the more freedom, the more independence, the more power we have internally to decide our own fate. And that's something to me that, for whatever reason, just befuddles the left. They can't understand it. They think it's all about righteousness and virtue. No, that's not how tax works. Look at where your tax dollars go, you morons. But you talk about the fake GOP, David. I think, you know, maybe intentionally, maybe not, what's happening here is voters now have a clear picture of where Republicans stand. Are you behind cutting taxes? Are you behind repealing Obamacare? No. Well, then I'm not going to vote for you again. I think that's the future we're seeing in 2018. The Republicans still don't live in this reality. They still don't understand how they're going to lose votes in upcoming elections because of this. They don't understand the Trump effect. And there's another thing going on with this, too, David. I mean, these liberals are there's an episode of South Park where people in San Francisco fart and then they sniff their own farts and they get high off of it. That's a joke become true. That's what liberals are now. I'm going to give health care to everyone. Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. No, that's actually crap that you're smelling. You're actually smelling getting high off crap. And that's what's being proven with Obamacare. So I think that we have an interesting opportunity, if the trend continues, to separate real conservatives and people who want American prosperity versus fake conservatives and people who want the government to prosper, David.
Well, you know, you're talking about the Trump effect, and this is something that we saw. The Trump effect actually began. Donald Trump hit the ground running, if you remember. Unprecedented. I've never seen a president do this before in my life. Getting on the phone immediately after he's elected, throughout the Thanksgiving holiday, and he's calling up CEOs of large corporations and saying, look, we're going to change things. We're going to give you incentives to employ people in America. We're going to give you disincentives to build your products abroad and to bring them in. So we want you to, you know that and make some plans accordingly. And as a result of that, we've had, since the election, as Donald Trump said, we've had Ford, Fiat, Chrysler, General Motors, Sprint, SoftBank, Lockheed, Intel, Walmart, many others have announced that they're going to invest in America. But that optimism is not going to continue, and these investments are not going to continue if you don't make it real. These are expectations, and we need to deliver on those expectations. So Gingrich is right. If they don't deliver on this with real tax cuts and the things that have already been promised to people to create jobs here, it's going to start collapsing, and then their political majority is going to collapse. And I think we need, when we look at tax reform, and we look at tax cuts, those are absolutely essential. I think that's the right thing to do. However, we need to also look at the other side of this, and that is the spending. And we just had a situation where, you remember, Donald Trump, and a lot of us criticized this, the fact that the White House went to increase the defense spending by $50 billion. To put that in perspective, Russia's entire budget is $65 billion. The House, in their passing of the NDAA, said, no, 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 we're going to up that to $80 billion. So, again, Russia's the big boogeyman of the week, or the year, I guess we should say. Russia has a defense budget of $65 billion. We're going to increase ours by $80 billion. So that's the key thing that we're looking at here. Can we control our spending? Because if we can't, the deficit is going to continue to increase. We just had a record $400 billion that was a monthly spending. I don't know if it's a billion or a million. You know what? It really doesn't matter anymore, does it? Can you distinguish between a billion or a million? As Everett Dirksen said, you know, a billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon it adds up to real money.
And it's all just numbers now.
Record spending of 400-something gazillion, okay, this last month. They keep spending, even though they have record tax receipts. They keep exceeding it by the money that they're spending, and the defense budget is just part of that. So if they don't get that under control, we're still going to tank economically. But it is important for us to get this thing going. Just think of it as a shot of adrenaline to somebody who is dying on the ground. You got to get that going, and then you can address the underlying health issues. The underlying health issues are really about the out-of-control spending. But it's necessary. And as I said before, the GOP is really betting the house on tax reform. If they don't get this stuff through, they ain't gonna last.
Well, and when you talk about watching these 2018 budget thing, which is still going on, they're not going to figure anything out. They're still not going to understand more debt equals more deficit, or vice versa. But there's a story in Zero Hedge yesterday that really paints a clear picture of what exactly is wrong and why we've ended up in so much debt and how the welfare state really works. Guess what happens in states where food stamp recipients have to work? You see, in the state of Alabama in 2017, they required able-bodied adults with children in 13 counties to either find a job or participate in work training as a condition for continuing to receive the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP benefits, a.k.a. food stamps. You know what happened, David? You know what happened when Alabama implemented that?
I can guess.
The number of recipients went from 5,538 to 831 in the span of 5 months, an 85% drop. Folks, these are people who are sucking off the system. These are the people that are causing us to go $20 trillion in debt. And when the Democrats and the liberals and the virtue signalers out there saying, we just want to be good, we just want to take care of people, no, you're getting suckered. You're getting conned. People are taking advantage of us. There's a reason why we're $20 trillion in debt, because nobody is holding the people accountable who have put us in this hole.
We talk about the importance of policy, just as you talked about. They change and they put in work requirements for welfare, and all of a sudden we see this drastic reduction, so it's down by 90% or whatever.
These people don't want to work, David.
Yeah. Well, you see the same thing type of thing happening with our immigration policy. We have had a drop of 70%. By illegal border crossings, and we have had the number of arrests in the country increase by 40%. That's a change in policy. And as we look at this, there's a story that's coming out of Austin, because remember, Austin is right here where we live, is one of the strongest sanctuary cities, thanks to our new sheriff, Hernandez, that got elected. And we had an interesting story come up in the last couple of days. Basically, her office let loose a guy that was a documented gang member who had been previously deported four times. They did this. They released him, even though they arrested him in June. They released him without allowing ICE to detain him. This is the ICE agents filed a detainer request for this 33-year-old who's, again, he's been deported four times. He's a known gang member. But our sheriff here, Sally Hernandez, has a policy on detainees. She says she will only reply with certain requests for certain circumstances for certain crimes. When she first did this, she had three crimes. And then somebody pointed out, well, wait a minute, you've got this guy that's an illegal alien, and he's got multiple sexual assaults, and that's not on your list. Oh, okay, well, we'll add that to it. So as a result of that, we had the state government here in Texas, Governor Abbott and others, they made that illegal under state law SB4 to do that sort of thing. And I guess when we look at this, Owen, it's kind of like aiding and abetting a fugitive. Or helping somebody break out of jail. Why isn't that a crime? Well, it should be a crime, and some of these things have been made a crime. Now, in her defense, they came back and they said, well, we let ICE know 6 hours ahead of time that we were going to release him, and yet ICE had put in a request back in June that he'd be given to them. So they washed their hands of it and said, well, we told you, and then we let him out.
No, Lee. David, why are you looking at the fruits of my policy? Why are you looking at the results of my policy? You need to look at me. I'm a good person.
Yeah.
I care about these people.
Virtue signaling.
Don't point out the fact that Medicaid fraud and Medicare fraud is rampant. Don't point out the fact that people just don't want to work, and when you ask them to get a job to receive welfare, they just quit and drop out of the system altogether.
Yeah.
Don't you tell... I care about these people.
That's right.
How dare you point out to me the negative impact of my policies. How dare you, David Knight? How dare you?
Well, this guy had been convicted of a weapons theft, and again, as I point out, he has been deported four times.
I don't care if he got deported four times, David. I care about these people. I want everybody to come here. I don't care if they murder and rape people. Look at me. I had a liberal policy. Well, your liberal policy caused a bunch of people to get raped and murdered. Why are you talking about the results of my policies, David? I'm sick of this. Talk about me. I'm a good liberal.
That's right. And anybody that opposes sending away or imprisoning gang members, deporting gang members, you're racist. And, of course, we saw this in California. As soon as Donald Trump was elected, we had liberals in California say, hide those lists of gang members because we don't want Trump to deport them.
Oh, yeah. I love how they report, people freaking out because ICE officer shows up at church. People freaking out. ICE officer shows up at home. Why are they freaking out? Are they here legally? They must have broken the law then. Yeah, if I break the law and a police officer's right behind me, I'm going to be freaking out.
We have the acting director of ICE saying, in the America that I grew up in, cities did not shield people who violated the law. He said that it's not okay to violate the laws of this country anymore, and you're going to be held accountable. And again, they pointed out 70% decrease in illegal border crossings, a 40% increase of arrests inside the country. And he said the 30-year immigration agency veteran, this is the guy who is the acting director of ICE, says that he's gotten a green light from the Trump administration to hire 10,000 new immigration agents, and they're going to send them to sanctuary cities like New York City, San Francisco, Chicago, and they mention our own hometown here, Austin, because of our sheriff, Sally Hernandez. Absolutely amazing. That they would have this guy, a convicted criminal, a known gang member who's been deported four times. They tell ICE about it 6 weeks ahead of time. And then ICE says, we want to have this guy. Don't let him loose. And then they give ICE 6 hours notification and then let him go.
No, it's about policy, not results, David. It's about liberal virtue signaling policies, not results.
All right. Stay with us when we come back. We've got more news. I think it's kind of interesting that we've got this little baby in England, Charlie Gard. He's being treated worse than a dog. And I mean that literally. We're going to tell you about that when we come back.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing, only at catiarmor.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with a clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer. I've got some amazing information and update on this baby that is dying in the UK. People want to offer him offer him health care in the United States. And, of course, they've had a crowdsource funding. They've collected over £1.5 million. That's maybe, I don't know what the exchange rate is. Maybe that's about $2 million to make that happen. But they're still fighting that. Meanwhile, we got a dog who has been brought to the United States with no problem whatsoever to get a special operation. But before we get into that, Owen, tell us what we've got going with these specials. We've got a couple of items that are going to be ending today.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of these specials. Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 specials, 30% off, ends today. So if you want to take advantage of 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2, take advantage of those specials today with free shipping because they will not be available tomorrow. So again, 30% off Super Male Vitality, 30% off Survival Shield X2. You can combine that with 30% off. How about the ProPure G2.0 Traveler Water Filtration, also 30% off with free shipping, folks. Huge savings, a total win at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And you know, David, it's amazing. I want to pitch this story back to you about Charlie Gard with a tweet that just came out from Luis Mensch. Look at this tweet, David, and this just shows you the hypocrisy and double standard of these people. I can't even believe that somebody would have the nerve to tweet. Luis Mensch tweets, "My sources say the death penalty for espionage being considered for Stephen Bannon." What? So hold on a second. First of all, I don't even really tweet at Louis Mensch. I don't know if I ever have tweeted. She's blocked me, so apparently she knows who I am. She blocks me. I don't even respond to her on Twitter. But anyway, David, she's talking about the death penalty for Steve Bannon for espionage. You've got a literal story where they're actually giving the death penalty to a infant because he's in, well, I guess government-run health care. But no, it's death care. Even though people want to care for him in America, they won't let it happen. So Louis Mensch says, oh, it's going to be the death penalty for Steve Bannon. The real death penalty is when you sign up for government-run health care.
Yeah, let's talk about the death panels, because that's what's happening with this little 11-month-old baby. And that's why this is an important issue for us to pay attention to in America. We've already seen a judge in the United States essentially kill Terry Schiavo, even though she had parents who wanted to take care of her, who said she was responsive. Her husband wanted her to be killed. And so we had a judge who cooperated with that, along with Governor Bush, Jeb, and President W. Bush at the same time. But I saw this article on the Drudge Report today. Headline that this dog came to America for health care. And I thought, wow, here we've got a little baby, and he's not treated as well as a dog. And so this is a story coming out of Chicago, the finest breed. A University of Illinois vet fixes a Thai dog's heart. I thought they ate dogs in Thailand. Maybe that's just China. I don't know. Anyway, back home in Thailand, Nana was barking on borrowed time. Now, after traveling thousands of miles to Urbana, Illinois, and undergoing surgery to correct a congenital defect in her heart, the 3-year-old Chihuahua has a new chance to live a normal lifetime, said her veterinarians at the University of Illinois. Meanwhile, what's going on in the UK? We've got Charlie Gard has been given legal permanent residence in the U.S. by Congress so he can fly to the United States to get treatment. We've got a hospital that says we have a new experimental treatment for this terminally ill patient. We have a doctor who says, I've looked at his records. I believe that he has anywhere from a 10 to 50% chance of improvement. But the doctors won't let him go. And so this doctor goes to the UK, spent 5.5 hours trying to convince these mandarins who want to preside over the death of this child to allow him to come to the United States. It's no skin off of their neck, but it is a big deal for the authority of these people, for their reputation, and for the authority of the government there. Because what's involved here, and I reported on this before, is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Remember those protesters that were there outside the Trump White House? We'll be right back with Leanne McAdoo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.